would want all of the harvest to be gathered. And we're supposed to literally pray for more laborers. We're supposed to literally pray for more soul winners. And I heard recently a bozo, a foolish preacher, get up, and he said that he doesn't want any more soul winners in his church. He wants Christians. And I'm like, first of all, that's a weird distinguishment, okay? And in fact, the only way to have a soul winner is for them to be saved, okay? We don't believe the stupid Judas doctrine, okay? We check that at the door. But to say that you want a Christian, and then clarify, well, I want Christians with charity, but I don't want those soul winners. Well, let me say this. If you're a Christian and you have charity, it's because you're a soul winner, okay? There is not a soul winner that's saved that doesn't have some level of charity, okay? Now, I'll say this. You could be a soul winner and lack charity in some areas of your life, but you can't be without charity because it's one of the most charitable things that you can possibly do. Now, you could obviously preach the gospel with the wrong heart, and obviously the Bible talks about people in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 having these wonderful gifts and everything like that. But if you're going out to get someone saved, sorry, that's a charitable act. And to say that there's these people, all these people out there preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ without charity, it's just a bizarre attitude. And let me say this, people that attack soul winning are bad people, period. What a wicked person would attack soul winning and try to attack going out and preaching the gospel. I mean, how can you honestly say that you care about lost people if you want less soul winners? I mean, just, you know, you have this whole field of grapes ready to be picked, and you care so much about those grapes. I want less people to gather the grapes. It's like you just must not care about the grapes. Now, if you really care about the grapes, you would want everyone to get gathered. You would grab as many people. Hey, come with me. Let's get all this. We don't want to waste anything. We don't want to let anything go. And the reality is, there's only this one life to gather as many grapes as you possibly can. And the only thing that we get to take with us is the grapes. And you say, man, I'm getting hungry. It's a spiritual picture for souls. Hey, the only thing that matters is gathering as many souls as we can before we leave this joint. And it's not about me getting them saved or you getting them saved. It's about them getting saved. Who cares? I mean, what a wicked person would want anyone to go to hell for any reason. To say you want less soul winners, to say you want more people to go to hell. That sounds like the attitude of the devil. What a wicked person. But Jesus Christ, even in his last dying moments, you know, in the last moments of his life, he's still loving other people, and he's still praying for the saved, and he's still caring about the gospel getting out. What kind of love does he have? Go to Luke chapter 21. Go to Luke chapter 21. We should want more people on our team, not less. And you know what? If I have more soul winners and less people in my church, praise the Lord. Hey, if we have 200 people at our church or whatever the number is, and only half of them go soul winning, and I have the opportunity to pick between two things, keep 200 people in my church or go to 105 soul winners, I'm going to 105 soul winners. Why? Because you showing up here is not going to be as great as another person going out there and preaching the gospel and getting someone saved. You know the person, you know why someone would be so desperate to have people show up rather than having soul winners? Is because there's no one in the room listening to the sermon. So they're just so concerned with somebody actually showing up. And the reason why they don't want a soul winner to show up is because when they hear the really garbage preaching, they're going to go somewhere else and go soul winning. Yeah, right. So of course you don't want soul winners. You just want brain-dead idiots to come and fill the pew just so you can feel like you're important. That's what you really want. It's Josh Gander, by the way, all right? If you're wondering. What an idiot. It's like, why call this guy out? Well, he keeps showing himself to be wicked. And you say, you're saying he's not saved. I didn't say that, but even if he is, he's still wicked. And why would anybody attack soul winning? I just, you know. All right. Luke 21. Now,